Gemara on Beis Amabes makes an assumption that the Eid Zoymim is Pasul Va'edis. Taisus raises the question, how do they know? Rava says that Eid Zoymim is a Chiddush. And we usually have a rule, Ein Lach Bayi Ala Chiddushoi. Rava adds another rule that's questionable if that's an extension of the first rule or it's a totally different rule. Ein Lach Bayi Ala Mishas Chiddusha V'Yelach. But there certainly is a rule, Ein Lach Bayi Ala Chiddushoi. So the Torah says that when the second Kat Eidim Amazim, the first Kat Eidim, so you punish the first Kat with Kasha Zam. It never says in the Chumash that the first Kat become Pasul Eidus. So that's what Taisus asked the question, how do you know that the first Kat become Pasul Eidus? Maybe it's not so. And maybe you should say, according to Abai, as you mentioned, Rava says, Mikar Labu Hunitso, because Eizanim is a Chiddush, and Abai disagrees with Rava, and we pass from like Abai, that it's Lamafrehu Nifso. So what point exactly does Abai disagree with Rava about? So the Tur claims that Abai disagrees exactly on this point, that Rava claims that Eizanim is a Chiddush, and Abai holds that it's not a Chiddush. Abai holds that since the second Kat is made on Gufam Shaleid, Marishanim, that's like Paslinim Gazlan Usa, so that's not a Chiddush that the first Kat becomes Pasul. So maybe if you hold like Abai, that the way the Torah understands that there's no Chiddush at all, so then of course the Eidim become Pasul Eidus. It's been ascertained.
According to that Pshat in the Torah, when we're explaining Rava disagrees with that Yisoid that you're tackling the Gufa Eidim, we look at it as Hakfasha, or the Pshat is that the Pshat that we don't look, Rava disagrees that we don't look at it as if you're being passeling the Gufa Eidim, but rather it's Hakosha on that Gufa Eidus?
Yeah, it's a Hakosha where the Reuven Harga Shimon. The first Kat say Reuven Harga Shimon. The second Kat don't say you were in China. What's an Afkin whether they're in China? That's not a topic that you're Mekabel Eidus for. They're saying there is no Eidus that Reuven Harga Shimon. The first Kat Eidim say we're testifying Reuven Harga Shimon. And the second Kat indirectly are saying that there is no Eidus. So it's really trade trick. If you say that according to Abaye, there's no Chiddush at all the way the Torah understands, so then you understand why, how do you know that the first Kat become Pasul Eidus? But we explained, even according to Abaye, it's also a Chiddush. The Machlokes Abaye v'Rav is, what's the nature of the Chiddush? According to Abaye, the Chiddush is that the second Kat has Namonis, and according to Rav, the Chiddush is that we're knowing in accordance with the second Kat. So Bem is the fact that the first Kat becomes Pasul Eidus is also a Chiddush. Everything is a Chiddush. So there's really a question over here, I think was raised a few days ago when we discussed the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat on the Gemara. The Gemara said, on the top line on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, my bin Ayu, what's the difference between the two explanations for Rava Shita? Rava holds, we don't pass like Rava, but Rava holds that Eidzamim is only Mikana Lahabo Niv, so there are two versions, but the Rava Shita is a Din Deraisa. Or no, on the level of the Raisa, Rabbi agrees with Abai, he just disagrees. But the Rabbanan, the Meir Takanim, should say to the Lekuchas. The Gemara wants to know, what's the difference between version A and version B within Rava? So the Gemara gives two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is Paslina Begazanusa. God sent from outer space. A different case, we're not talking about that, we're talking about Eid Zayman. So the Rabbi and Tom considered that a problem. When the Gemara has a machlekes in a certain case, in two versions of what the Rabbi said, so you want to give an afkamina, so give an afkamina in that case. Don't give me an afkamina in a totally different case. Paslina begazanus. That was one taina that Rabbi Natan had. Then he had another taina. Why does the Gemara call it Eid Zaymim? We usually call it Eidim Zaymim. Why did it all of a sudden become in the singular? And then he had a third taina. The Gemara, what the Tosis presents, the Kash over here, the Asida Bei Trei Bechad or Trei Bechad, two Amazim, one Eid, and two Amazim, the other Eid. So in effect, you have four Eidim Amazim, two Eidim. So isn't that Trei Kemeya? Why did the Gemara say that in that case there's no Chiddush? So according to that version of Rava that he says Mekam Lahabo Nifso because it's a Chiddush, so if it's four against two, then there's no Chiddush. Why is it not Chiddush? It's a Chiddush because normally the din is Trei Kemei. So four Amazim two, it's the same as two Amazim two, the same thing. So Rabbi Natan gave a whole Shtigl Torah. He crossed out the gears on the Gemara. Instead of saying Vasim Bei Trei Bechad or Trei Bechad Inami the Paslin of Gazlanusa, he has a different gears. Vasim Bei Trei Bechad. The Idach Paslina Begazlanusa, that there were two people were mazim, one aid of the original Kat, and then the other aid was Paslina Begazlanusa. So now it's no longer, it's not 4-2 anymore, it's not Trekin Meyer. The two who are Paslina Begazlanusa, so he's out of the question, he's out of the picture. And all you have left now is trei b'chad. You have 2-1. So 2-1, of course, then the money. That's a double pashat like that. See, if the two amazim, the one. See, if you say the reason for a rav is a takana the rabbanim say that the lekuchas even in such a case. When two amazim one will only be possible in kana l'habot. But if you say that the reason for a rav is because chidush ain't left by m'shas chidush of else, even two amazim one, even two will be, again, if two amazim one, there's no chidush, then it'll be possible, my friend. If you say pseid the lekuchas, then it'll only be mekana l'habot. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam read the pshat in the Gemara. That's how he changed the girsa, not in accordance with the girsa that we have. So the question was raised. Normally we have it in that you don't give a punishment of kasha zamam unless you mazim both of the eidim. Over here the maisa, we were only mazim one of the eidim. We weren't mazim the other. The other one turned out to be paslinim begazlan usam. So there won't be any punishment of kasha zamam over here. So what about pasling leidus? The Gemara is assuming a double portion that the Eitzayim becomes possible. It is, Asida beitrei bechad, vidach paslinu begazan usam. The one who was usam becomes possible. It is only a discussion whether it's mikan al habo or la mafreya. That depends on the two versions of Rava. Why is it so poshut that it becomes possible? It is. One could argue the point. Ben Tam obviously thinks not. So one could argue the point and say like this. That the Eid Zaymim become the Eidim Zaymim become postulators, that's also part of the Chiddush HaTorah, that you leave the second Kateid, or whatever you're knowing in accordance with the second Kateid. And when the Mishnah has the cloud that's lined up in the Pasuk, Eino Eidim Nasim Zaymim, Achi Ozom Ushneim, or Achi Ozom Kulam, if you have a whole cut of three or more, you have to be Mazim all of them, is that only going to get to the punishment of Kasha Zomam? You only punish them with the Oynish Kasha Zomam if you Mazim everybody. What about the whole thing that you believe the second cut as opposed to the first cut? Maybe the whole thing doesn't apply unless Achi Ozom Kulam. Maybe Davki, you have to be Mazim all of them. Whenever you're not Mazim all of them, maybe you don't have this special Nemonis that the second cut should be Nemon against the first cut. So maybe it wouldn't be so Pashut, maybe it wouldn't be so Muskam that the one whom they were Mazim becomes Pasulated. In this case, it happens to be Trei Bechad, that's 2-1, ain't Rav Shalecha B'Makom Shnai. But let's say it would have been a different case. Let's say you had a cut of three Eidim, and two Amazim, two of the three, and the third one was Lehuzam. What would be the din in such a case? Would you say B'Negeh to Psuleidus is also a Chiddush, that you pass on the first cut Eidim. So maybe the Psuleidus only applies in a case where we give where we have the parsha, the chiddush of the parsha of Eidim Zaymimim, that the second cut on them, not in the way Abai puts it, or the way the Rava puts it, we're noigin in accordance with the second cut. So maybe you would require Achi Ozom Kulam. If you don't have Achi Ozom Kulam, then maybe we wouldn't even passel the first cut. Maybe I should say no. Passeling the first cut, for that you don't have to have all the rules and regulations of Kasha Zom. I'll take, for example, another case. Also a discussion in Achrayim. Let's say, for example, Hargoyim Neharogim. The Mishnah says in Makkos, in the first pair, if witnesses testify that Reuven worshipped Avodah Zarah, and then the Bezin makes a Gemar Din, and then they give him Skila, and then after they administer the Einish Misa, or the witnesses testify as Mechal Shabbos Bahasra, and then the Bezin makes a Gemar Din, they give him Skila, and after they give him the Skila, he's dead and buried already, then we're Mazim the Eid. So the Mishnah says in such a case, you don't give the punishment of Kasha Zamah. Hargoy Nairogim. So in the case where it's Hargoy Nairogim, would you say that the first cut Eidim do not become Posulaitis? Because the Chiddush HaTorah, that the din that the first cut becomes Posulaitis, that's part of the Chiddush HaTorah also. So the Chiddush HaTorah was never formulated in the case where it's Hargoy Nairogim. Whenever it's already Kasher also, the whole parsha of Hazama doesn't apply. Or should I say, no, that's only a detail when it gets to the din of Asisim like Kasher Zamam. The punishment of Kasher Zamam doesn't apply. But maybe the second cut is Nemon, or you do follow, you do the Hanhogi, you know you're in accordance with the second cut, and you get to pass on the first cut, even in such a situation. So that's a discussion in the later Achrayim, what the din is. Taka, what's that din of Hargoy and Neharogim? The Mishnah in the first Perek in Makkos, that if... if the witnesses testified that someone was Mechal Shabbos and Bezin makes it Mardin al Pihem, and then they give the Einish Misa and the Huzma after they administered the Misa, so the din is that you don't give the punishment to Kasha Zama. What's the logic behind it? So there's a Taisus on Dabdal Ramid Beis. There's a Machlokes HaRishonim whether that din of Horgvein Aron Kasha Zama of Kasha Rasa, whether that din applies to Mammon as well or only applies to Nefoshes. Let's say two witnesses testify that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. Bezin makes a Gemar din and Reuven pays the $1,000 to Shimon. It's Lach HaMais, it paid already. And then Yamazim the first pair of Eidim. You say Kasha Zama V'loi Kasha Rasa by Eidus Mammon or not? So Tosfos Shita is that it doesn't apply to Mammon. Tosfos on Dalar on the base says Pirish Rivo Afilu Shilam Apihu Eidim Zaymimim. Even if the Nidon paid the money already, still, and then Yamazim the Eidim is still Chayovim. The Eidim have to pay Kasha Zama. The Loshach Mammon Kasha Zama by Kasha Rasa. You can't apply that rule. The rule of Kasha Zama by Kasha Rasa only applies to Misa or to Malkus. That's how Tosfos holds to Misa or to Malkus. Because it's EF Sheba Chazorah. Once you gave the Misa and the Malkus, you can't reverse it. Masheni came Mammon, even if Reuben paid the $1,000 to Shimon, once we'll bring Mekabel, the second cut, paid him to be Mazim, the first cut, so we'll make Shimon give back the money to Reuben. We'll reverse the money. So we'll undo the Kasher Rasa. So it won't be Kasher Rasa, it'll remain Kasher Zama. That's what the reverse says. Other Rishonim disagree with the whole Tosfos. They say it's not true. Then in the case of Mammon, also the rule is Kasher Zama like Kasher Rasa. And the Rebbe gives a different reason why he does agree with the Rebbe, but that's the first explanation of the Rebbe. Rebbe has a chiddush that Kasha Zama v'la Kasha Rasa doesn't apply to Mammon, only applies to Misa Malkus, and the rationale, the explanation that he gives is because Efshe b'chazor. What does that mean? Yes. Right. But what does it have to do with this? There, the Mishnah is talking about doing tshuva. If I murder someone, so you can't do tshuva because the aver that I did, I was balashis ish, and I asked how to buy them. So the effect is going to last. So there's an effect that's going to be of a lasting nature. So it's not possible to do tshuva. If a person steals money, he can always do tshuva, give back the money, undo the results of the aver. Whenever you can't undo the results of the aver, so tshuva is not possible. Here we're not talking about tshuva. Who cares what he's going to do? Tshuva, not going to do tshuva. We're going to give him a punishment. Though kasha zama.
But for Malkus, if he does tshuva,
let's say a fellow ate chazer, and we want him, and we're going to give him Malkus, and he says, "I don't do tshuva. I'll continue to eat chazer." You don't give him the Malkus, huh?
He
doesn't repeat it. Now he's going to be smart. He's going to eat his chazan when no one's watching. Now that they gave him Malkus, and as they're about to give him Malkus, they say, "Say vidui, do tshuva." He says, "I don't do tshuva. I don't believe in anything. I'm an atheist, whatever, agnostic, whatever it is." He doesn't want to do tshuva. So you're not going to give him Malkus a Misa. You recommend, as you're about to give Malkus a Misa, it would make sense for you, mister, that you should say vidui and you get a mechila. If he does want to say Vidu, you give him the Misa anyway. You give him the Malkus anyway. So what you say is correct about doing tshuva. You can't do tshuva unless you can undo all the results of the Aver. If you can't undo the results of the Aver, so it's not sure you have to do tshuva.
What did you say, like the Ramban or Torah, the Kesem Mishnah quotes, that it's daft because of Misa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let this happen to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let this person die if it didn't have some truth. So that's not Shayach by Mammon.
Meaning that could be what Tosfos is driving at. That could be what the Rebbe is driving at. Could be. That's an interesting suggestion. That could be the pshat. So on this Tosfos, there's an explanation that they have printed the name of Rav Naftali. He gave... I want to give this as an introduction to the Gemara that we're up to. He suggested as follows. That the din of Kasher Zamam is the Chachidish. That's what Rav says. And the Pashto says that Abaye agrees with Rav. The Kasher Zamam is the Chachidish. So this chiddush was only formulated by the Torah in a situation where first when mekabel the edim of the second cut to undo the gmar din that Bezin made based on the first cut. The first cut edim say that the guy deserves a death penalty, or they said the fellow deserves malchus, so he has to pay mammon. So when the second kat come and they contradict the first kat, then they're mazmin say manu hayisim. So first you have to treat it like a tray of tray. Tray of tray, so you have to stop the gmar din. You're not going to administer the misa, you're not going to administer the money, you're not going to make him pay the money. Or if you're ready to pay the money, so we'll see what we're going to do with it. So first you have to reverse the psak of the original Edom, and after you reverse the, so once you're mekabli edus of the second kat Edom to reverse the psak, so then you say, not only are we mekabli for that purpose, to be makrish, to neutralize the effect of the first kat Edom, we even give a punishment of kashazam. But the mekabel edim, let's say they already gave the mises bezin, so the second kat edim are not going to accomplish anything as far as reversing the psak. He's dead already. He can't do a tchias hamesim. So to be mekabel the edus of the mezimim, the second kat against the first kat, only for the purpose of giving kashazamam, so that's what the revoir suggests, that he can't do. That's kashazam or like kasharos. But in mammon, even if he already paid the money, even if Reuven already paid the money to Shimon, since it's Efshe B'chazara, so you can be mekabel the edus of the second kat with respect to reversing the original psak. So even if it's kasher rasa, you can still start off. The second kat edim is accepted only. Second kat edim is accepted. You give the punishment of kasher zamam. Oh, that's a chiddush. Kasher zamam is a chiddush. So you only accept it if it's first accepted, then you get to reversing the psak. So by mom, and since it's Efshe B'chazara, so it's still shaykh to reverse the psak. So that's a question that the Gemara is going to raise right over here. What happens if you have a situation, two witnesses testify that Reuven was Machal Shabbos and he deserves a death penalty, and Bezdin makes a Gemar Din al Piyam. Bezdin's about to give the Einish Misa. You have to have Halonis Adin. She made a Gemar Din today, they're going to give him the Einish Misa tomorrow. Then, in the course of the day, another Kat Edim come, and they say, it's not true. Reuven was not Michal Shabbos. He didn't do the Aveira. So Bezdin already stops. They're not going to administer the Einish. And then next week, a third Kat comes, and the Mazim the first Kat. So would you give Kasha Zamam or not? So that's on this Daf, on Ein Gimelam and Beis, and Ein Dalam and Beis. That's first, it's the Machleg Zabai Verove, and then it's Machleg Zabiechen Rav Loza. What's the din of Edim Shu? Hukhu Shu B'nefesh V'le B'sof Huzmu. What's the Shaila? It's based on this Svar of Rav Naphtali, that half of the Amoraim are of the opinion, Abayi, and Rav Yechanan are of the opinion that the only time you give the punishment of a Kasha Zamam is if your initial acceptance of the second Kat Edim is in order to reverse the Psak of the Bezin. So once you accepted the Edim to reverse the Psak, so then Memele, give a Kasha Zamam also, but to be Mekabel Edim Mezimim, the Ramazim, the first Kat, solely for the purpose of giving Kasha Zamam, not for the purpose of reversing the Psak. The Psak was already reversed. It was already Nigmar Din Al Pi, the first Kat. Then the second Kat came in and contradicted the first Kat. So we already faced with the tray, so we're paralyzed. We can't do anything. So we're not going to give any Einish anyway. We're not going to make him pay any money anyway. And then later on, you Mazim, the first Kat. So you're only going to be Mekabel the Edus of the second Kat of the Mezimim against the first Kat, solely for the purpose of giving Kasha Zamam. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So we happen to pass like Rava. Rava says, Edim shehuk chushu v'le b'sof huzmu. At first we were makhish the Edim, so we already can't function based on their Edus. And then v'le b'sof huzmu. So does that make sense? Do you have a right? Do you have the ability to mimikabal the mezimim, the hagodas Edus of the second kat, the mazim, the first kat? Comes out the hagodas Edus is only being accepted with respect to administering kasha zamam, not being accepted with respect to reversing the psa. So maybe that's a violation of the din of Kasha Zama, like Kasha Rasa, where Rav Naphtali suggested, Pshat and the Rivor, that's what that Yeseira din is. You only administer Kasha Zama, you only accept the second Edom and believe them or whatever, Noeg Al Pihem, if initially you accept their Haggadah to neutralize the effect of the Gemar din. But if it was already neutralized, because it was already Hukhashu B'Nefesh, and then Lebesov Huzmu, so that's the Machlokes over here. So we pass like Rav. We pass on like Robert, that Hakosha Tchilas Hazamahi is considered as if that was the beginning of the Hazam, because every Hakosha is the Hatrei Trei. So this also, it started off as a Trei Trei. Two Edim contradicted the first two Edim. Then another two Edim came and they said, not only contradict the Trei Trei, it's going to be Huzmu as well. Fine. Hakosha.
Shouldn't the Gemara say that the Machlokes is more fundamental when it applies to Mammon? Kasha Zaman? According to Rav Naphtali, his word is only going according to the Manda Amr, Hokshuvusopozmo is the problem. If you would say Hokshuvusopozmo is acceptable, we would assume that you wouldn't be able to say like Taisus?
No, no. Rava says because Hakasha Tchilas Hazam, I consider it as if when the second Kat Eden came to testify against the first Kat, that was the beginning of the Hazam. Hakasha Tchilas Hazam, that was the beginning of the Hazam. Because every Hazam, it makes a Trey plus more. It starts off as a Trey plus more. So the first Kat Eden came and testified that Ischai Misa. The second Kat Eden came and they contradicted the first Kat, so it makes it into Trey Tay. The third Kat baited Kasha Zamam. Said Imanu Hayisem. So that's a hemshech of the second cut. Mm-hmm. So he says the hazam already began when the second cut contradicted the first cut.
In that case, there's no hakashat the pasil tazmitzah.
In that case, what?
There's no hakashat the second cut came with pasil tazmitzah. First big margin, and then they're
Edim testified that Reuven is Chayv Misa, and then another pair of Edim come and say that the first Edim of Gazlonim from before the time that they testified. Yeah.
So
the whole Gemara didn't fell apart already, yeah?
Second Edim is the verse, now Edim come, is it the Edim of the verse, or just that the Edim fell apart? Edim coming now, are they reversing the Edim? The Edim wasn't reversing that Pasha.
I mean, it fell apart because the Edim were Pasul from before. I mean, in such a case, maybe I shouldn't say Hakrosh Atchilus Hazama. Maybe Akrosh Atchilus Hazama is only if they're Hukrishu by two Edim. You're going to have to see the Gemara. The Gemara says even if they're Hukrishu by Bohorek Baraglov. We'll have to see the Gemara. Does it apply in all cases? This Svar of Rav, Hakrosh Atchilus Hazama, does it only apply in a case where they were Hukrishu by a Trey or Trey? Because every Hazama starts off as a Trey or Trey. And then I say it's more. So here, it became a trade based on the second katedim, then it became Hazama based on a third katedim. Normally you have the mezimim contradict the first kat, the second kat is mazim, the first kat. So the second kat makes a trade, and then they also make a Hazama. So it's two steps in one. So here you can say if you have the two steps separated, it's also good. What if the hakasha, what if the cancellation of the Gmar Din was not due to Trey or Trey? What if it was due to the fact that Bahar Barak was, we have to see in the Gemara? It's not so clear what the Gemara says on this case. So let's see.
Everyone agrees to this, you saw that if the hakasha was a separate thing, then automatically Hazama can't exist again. Meaning if it was neutralized already, the Edus, so then Hazama would not work. That's what Kasher Zalman lo Kasher Asa tells us. Meaning, I'm just going back to the Rav Naftali in the Pshat and Taisus on the Aftala.
Yeah.
So he's saying that according to everyone, the Hanacha is that Hazama has to be.
There is a din Kasher Zalman lo Kasher Asa. So he suggests that the Pshat in that din is that you cannot accept testimony of a Kat Edim to be Mazim, the first Kat, for the sole purpose of punishing Kasher Zalman. You have to accept the Haggadah Seder first to reverse the psak, to make it into a trade. And then, agav, derech agav, as a secondary step, you give an einish kasha zama.
And that's why we have to come on to our
so we can understand why there are those who disagree with Rava. Why Abayi and the Amora and the next daf, Rabbi Yechon, whoever, why they say hakasha lav tchilas azami? Because here the purpose of the kat that's mazim, the first kat, the third kat that's mazim, the first kat, is solely for the purpose of giving kasha zama. It's not for the purpose of reversing the psak. The psak was already reversed. It was a hukrushu benefesh already. So the shayla is both passed like Rava. So one can insist perhaps that Rava shita only applies hakasha tchilas hazam. It only applies if it was hukrushu in a case of trey u'trey. If it's trey u'trey, and then later on yamazimid. So I say that half of the job of the mezimim was done by the second cut, and then the mezimim do the rest of the job. That's a third cut. But let's say it would be a plain bohar baraglov. Witnesses testify that Reuven killed Shimon, and then the mebezin made a gemar din. We're going to give the onish misa, and then Shimon walks into court. He's alive. Shimon is alive. So maybe if it's bohar baraglov, maybe in such a case, if later on yamazim, you'll be mazim the first pair of Edim, maybe Rava will not say akasha tchilas hazamik. Gemara later on doesn't really say that case. Gemara is talking about a case that it's trey trey. It's trey trey, then bohar baraglo. Could be that if it would just be Edim ameid that Reuven killed Shimon and then Bohar Baraglov and then when Mazim the first ate him, could be that there wouldn't be any Dina Kasha Zara. Rava's din wouldn't apply in such case. Not so clear in the Gemara. So let's see, how does Rava know that this is so? What are they quoting it over here? Again, this belongs to Makkas. What's it doing over here? It's a topic for Makkas. Should be on that Mishnah of Hogwe and Narogin. So the Gemara should discuss this topic. What's it doing here? Because they're going to bring a Rai from our Mishnah. That's why. On the next Dhamma, on Ayin Dal Ramad Beis, they're going to bring a Haichacha from our Mishnah. The same, the whole first topic of Ein Zayin, whether the Mekad Lahabo, Nifzal, Mafreya, Nifzal. The reason why it was quoted here, it really belongs in Makkas. The reason why it's quoted here, because they brought a Rai from our Mishnah, and they were pilpling whether the Rai was good. So here also there's going to be a Rai. But before you get to the Rai, so the Gemara quotes a Rai from a Tosefta in Makkas. So the Rabbi says, Mina, Omer Rabbi, Mina, Mina, how do I know that it's so? The Tanya. Yes, a Tosefta, that what? The din of Chumash is in Parshas Mishpatim, that if you have an Eved Kenayni, there's an institution of Eved Kenayni and an institution of Eved Ivri. Doesn't necessarily imply that the Torah is in favor of slavery. The Torah is not, there's an institution of a father selling his daughter as an Amo Ivriya. And the Gemara has a comment that the guy's an idiot. I'm shugana, which father sells his daughter as an Amo Ivriya? There is a din that if you sold her, so the sale is valid. So here also, there is an institution of Eved Kenayni. There is an institution of Eved Ivri, and the Gemara says that it's highly improper. Not allowed to sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. Maybe the whole institution of Eved Kenayni is also improper. Maybe you're not allowed to have an Eved Kenayni. During the Civil War, many of the Rabbanim from the South published Ma'amarim that they defended slavery, and this is the Torah's way. You have to have slavery. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa to have an Eved Kenayni. And they lost the war. The South lost the war, so it was assumed that it's not a mitzvah and a Torah to have an Eved Kenayni. Anyway, there is an institution of Eved Kenayni. So there are several differences between the Eved Kenayni and the Eved Ivri. One major difference is the Eved Kenayni is only chayav mitzvahs keisha, even if he's a man. And the Eved Ivri, if he's a man, is chayav in all the mitzvahs keish, a regular Jew like anybody else. So here there's another difference. The Eved Kenayni is yotze b'shem v'yayin, and the Eved Ivri is not yotze b'shem v'yayin. Lo yisei to kitzei so avod. She doesn't go free b'shem v'yayin. Only Eved Kenayni goes free. What's the din of shen v'yayin? If the other knocks out the shen v'yayin of the Eved, he goes free. So anyone, either shen v'yayin or one of the Rosh Yevorim, one of the other Choftal 20, in addition to the shen v'yayin, there are an additional 24 Rosh Yevorim which are not mentioned by the Chumash, that the Torah Shebal Peh derived from reading in between the lines. So the Eved Kenayni is yotze b'shem v'yayin. What happens if the other knocks out his shen and his ayin, or he knocks out two teeth, one after the other? He knocks out both eyes, he knocks out two organs. So the Gemara has a chiddush. The Gemara has a chiddush that he's yoytze lecheres ha'idei, the first aver, and then the odon is mukhif to pay him for the second aver. This is really a chiddush niflo, because the pashtus is that if he's my Eved Kenayni, this is considered a knas. The fact that the Eved Kenayni is yoytze b'shem yayin is considered a knas. B'harai, we have the din that moedib knas is potter on the bottom of ayin davarim and base. The Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel once knocked out Simei Sein Tevi Avda on the first wide line. Ma'ase Rabbi Gamliel Shisimei Sein Tevi Hoyes Mech Simcha Gedola. It's all the Rabbi Shua Amalai. My Eved just went free. He says wrong because Ma'ase B'Knas is part. So you see that the Eved going free B'Rosh Eivarim constitutes a Knas. So the Knas is not completed. You normally say the Knas doesn't convert into moment until after Hamar B'Din. You have to have a Gemar Din. So Kolzman, you didn't make the Gemara, then the Eved still belongs to me. So how can I have a chiyuv to pay Shem V'yayin to my Eved if he belongs to me? I knocked out one. So the Eved has a right to take me to a Din Torah, and Bezin should force me to free him. But Kolzman, he didn't bring me. The Bezin didn't make a Gemara Din. What does it help that I knocked out another organ? How can I become a chiyuv to pay him? He's still my Eved Tiny. It's not Shach. I become a chiyuv to pay the right hand, is chiyuv to pay the left hand. If he belongs to me, Kishori Bachamor, he belongs to me like my property. So how can I become a chayiv to pay him? You don't mean boyin ka'achas. You mean lemafreya. I mean, when Bezdin makes the Gemara Din, it doesn't help boyin ka'achas. I knocked out a shen on Sunday. I knocked out the ayin. Yesterday was Monday. They bring me to the inter to Bezdin on Tuesday. Bezdin makes a Gemara Din that I have to let him free, based on the Shembi, whatever it was, on Sunday. But the Bez makes the Gemara Din today. So you don't mean Boin Kachas, you mean When Bezdin makes the Gemara Din, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, he went free as of the time that I knocked out the Shenviyai, not Nikan Allah Bo. Okay? Maybe that's what you have to say. The Gemara learns it out from Psukim. The Gemara asks on the bottom line on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph Maskil or Rab Zeira, wait a minute, I don't understand the whole Tosefta. The Tosefta assumes that if you knocked out two Eivarim, so he goes free with the first one and the Odin pays for the Hezek of the Chavola of the second one. So that's where Rab Zeira asked the Kasha, Eima, why shouldn't I say like this? See me, I say no, Nepik Beino. People Ashino, Nepik Bishino, but that's a minimum. You have to knock out one of the Eivarim. One of the Rosh Eivarim, he goes free. If he would have knocked out one Eivarim, he would go free. He knocked out 24 Eivarim, he goes free with all 24. Who says he paid for the last 23? How do you know that he'd pay any damages? He's still Mayavit Kanaini. Omar Abai, so Abai responds, no, we have a dig from the Pasuk that it's not so. Tachaseinu lo tachaseinu v'shino. So he goes free based on the first organ that I knocked out, based on the first Eivarim. And the second neighbor have to pay for it like a regular chavul b'chaver. But how do you have to pay? But what happened? It's the haknas. That's what it says on the bottom of Ayin Dalet on the base. And a knas, we know, only becomes clinched, only becomes completed after Gemar Din. So the bez makes the Gemar Din on Tuesday. So if I'll be chavul and the eved after the Gemar, let's say Bezin gives the psak today, the judge bangs the gavel down, we hereby declare that the Eved goes free, B'Shem Yayim. So what happens? Poof, he goes free, that's it. Or the Bezdin declares that I'm going to give him a Shtar Shechor. What happens? So that's a machlokes in Kiddushin, the first parak in Kiddushin. When you say an Eved Knayin is Yotze B'Shem Yayim means automatically, the Bezdin paskins, he goes free, say that's it, he goes free. He goes free, or they say no. He doesn't go free until the Yodin gives him a Shtar Shechor. Did Yaldi doesn't go free till Yodin gives him a Shtar Shechor? He didn't give the Shtar Shechor. How can he say it's a Gloy Milsa L'Mafreya? He can't say he goes free L'Mafreya. And even if you hold that he goes free automatically, what do you mean? Automatically becomes L'Mafreya. How does that? It should happen from Mikan Labo after the Bezin makes the Gemar Din, he should go free. How does he go free L'Mafreya? It's dumb. You have to distinguish over here when a person. The din of Shevi Ayin only applies to an Eved Knayin. It doesn't apply to an Eved Ivri.
Shtar Shechor is on everything? Is on all of your kinyan on it?
Or
just on the kinyan Isser?
Also, Mestami, you have to distinguish an Eved Knayin. We're talking only Eved Knayin over here. Eved Ivri isn't Yotzeh B'Shen B'Yayin. So by Eved Knayin, we know the Ramban and the Talmid Ramban write also in the first parak in Kedushin that there are two kinyanim. There's a kinyan Mammon and a kinyan Isser. So Mestami, you have to say the whole machlokes HaTanoim. Whether Tzorach get Shechor, ain't got Tzorach get Shechor, that's only been a get to the Kenyan Issa. Mestama the Kenyan Mammon is Poka without a Shtar Shechor. That they all agree. So one Tan is of the opinion that when the Bezin makes the Gemar Din, he goes free completely. You don't need a Shtar Shechor, not for the to be Mafkir the Kenyan Mammon, not to be Mafkir the Kenyan Issa. Even the way we paskin, even the other, we paskin, a compromise. The Gemara has three shitas. Do you need a Shtar Shechor or not? So one Tana says you always need a Shtar Shechor, one Tana says you don't need a Shtar Shechor. And the Raman paskin is like the compromise shita. That on the Shem V'Yayin, that's Mufurish and the Chumish and Torah Shebichsah, for that you don't need a Shtar Shechor. On the Choftal and Rosh Evarim no Sofim, that don't appear in the Chumish explicitly, it's only read in between the lines, and that you do need a Shtar Shechor. So Mestami, you have to say, like you were suggesting, that all the three shitas, the whole machlokes HaTanoim, but the nidash tashichur is only vis-a-vis the kinyan isa. But you get to the kinyan moment, for sure you don't need the tashichur. So there it's shaykh to declare. When the bezin makes, but you have to have bezin has to make a gemar din if he's going to be moide b'knas before bezin makes a gemar din. So the gemara says on the bottom of the daf, the yevik nani doesn't go free. We pass the moide b'knas v'chakar bo'edim is potter. So the yevik nani is not going to go free. So you clearly need a Gemar Din of a Bezin. So then you can clear when Bezin makes the Gemar Din, does the Gemar Din accomplish that the Kinyan Mammon is Paka without a Shtar Shechor for sure? Kinyan Mammon is Paka only Mikan al Habo or even a Mafreya. So that's what you learn from this pasuk. Tachaseinu v'lo tachaseinu v'shino, tachashinu v'lo tachashinu v'yeno. That's what the pasuk implies, that at least over here, may not necessarily shed light on all the other cases of Knas. And maybe by Yonis and Mefata Moitzi Shemra and all the other Knosses, Shloshim Shalevit, could be that the Psak only makes the Chiyah Mikan Alabo. Could be that it doesn't make it the Mafreya. But at least by the Eved being Yotze Lecheres, at least the Kinya Mammon, that he goes Lecheres, Machma Shem Yayin, at least over here you have no choice. Behechreach, you have the Pasuk. The Pasuk implies that for sure it's Lamafreya. There you have to say for sure it's Lamafreya. That's the Rashba earlier in Bava Kama. That's what you see from this Pasuk. Here, Behechreach, you have to say that the Kenas of going, of being Meshachre, the Kinya Mammon, for sure that's Lamafreya. Other knosses.
The Eved would have known he would have to pay him back after the Zman Shifra.
If what?
Everything the Eved did from the Zman Arko until the Shifra, he would have to give back that money now that he had to be required to pay.
Yeah.
And this
way,
he has no
Kinyamon. Yeah, Mustama, he's not allowed to make the Eved work because he knows he's going to go free. He's not allowed to be Meshabbat him. Yeah.
Also, when he dealt with the Rufot, he deals a row. But what's his Meshachar? Wouldn't he also.
The Eved, even if he makes a chavola or a hezek before you meshachra him, yeah, also he's chayv to pay. The only thing is he has no assets. So if the Eved was mazik or was chayvul on someone before anybody hit him at all, he has to pay, just doesn't have any money. So the minute the Odin frees him, now he's able to have his own assets. And if the minute he earns money, then he has to pay. The Shtachar Eved has to pay.
Made another
Naziris? The Mishnah say that sometimes the Odin, when the Odin has a right to control the Eved and tell him, I want you to do this work, I don't want you to do that work, so then he has no right, the Eved has no right to take an Eved Naziris. If the Odin has no right to boss him around, then he's on his own. Then the Eved has the takes an Eved Naziris, so he's an independent person. His Eved Naziris is fine. Yeah.
It's really in this case. Once you say it's Chalama Freya, so he would attack Abichayev, Nezek, he would have to pay from his own money, no?
For sure he would have to pay, not only Lama Freya. Let's say the Eved was Mazik summoned way before the Yodan hits him. He's been an Eved for 10 years, and then the Yodan knocks out Hashem V'yayin. So now we're talking Lama Freya, he goes free Lama Freya as of the time that he knocked out Hashem V'yayin. But the Eved robbed the bank before they knocked out his eye, and he owes $1 million to the bank, but he has no assets to pay. So Nishtachar Heaven, now he has to pay for the Hezekim and for the Genevis and everything that he did way before also. Not only in the interim period between the Hakos Shem V'yayin and the Gemar Din of the Bez, even he has to pay also for the Hezekim that he did before the Hakor. Because in principle he was Mechuyev from day number one, he's Mechuyev to pay. But because Mero Hatnushkin Gelt, he has no assets.
Even if you hold that tour as a Din D'Oraisa, one there and ever.
What a minute, tour. It's not part of him anything, he has no money. Let's say I broke your window. So I owe you $300 for the window. I have no money. So what can you do? I have no money. The minute I get money, so you have a right to collect. So the Eved becomes Mechuyev to pay. Any hezek that he does, Mechuyev to pay right away. But it's Pigiyos and Merov because he has no assets. The Yodan is not Mechuyev to pay for the hezekim that the Eved does. But the minute it'll be Neshtachar Eved, then now he has assets. So he's Mechuyev to pay for the hezekim. Not only the hezekim that he did in the interim period between the chavola and the gemar din leshichra, even the hezekim that he did before the chavola, yeah, still has to pay. So this for sure, at least this knas, you see that when the bez makes a gemar din, the yitzir lecheres, the Rashba points out earlier, yitzir lecheres happens lemafreya. That's the gzeres hakosav. It could be that this pasuk sheds light on every case of knas. That it should always be like that. It could be that it doesn't shed light. That's a question, but this case for sure. Okay. So now, Robert quotes a Tosefta and Makkos on Ayin Gimel Amud Reish. The Tosefta and Makkos says, "Meidani biish plonish yisim esein avde vehiplashinoi." Right in the middle, smack in the middle of Ayin Gimel Amud Reish. The two witnesses testify that the Yodon was both knocked out one aver, then another aver. Sharei harav oimekain, and the Yodon is saying the same. Also, why should the Yodin say the same? The Yodin probably wants to get away with murder. He doesn't want to free his Eved. He wants to have the Eved work for him. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Why is the Yodin supporting the testimony of the witnesses? And then it turns out that the Edom are lying. So the din is Meshamim Tmei'ayin Le'Eved. They cheated the Eved based on their false testimony. They cheated the Eved of the Me'ayin. So that's why they have to pay the Eved Kashizamam. They have to pay the Me'ayin. Fake the Gemara. The Tosefta doesn't read straight. Hey, Chidomi, what's the case? There's something missing over here. If he should say Kidikatoni, the way it says, that's what it means. It can't be. The Leka Kidikatoni, the Leka Katachrina. There is no other pair of witnesses testifying anything. So the Gemara says, what? Meshaman v'mei'ayin le'eved? Why did they have to pay kasha zamam the me'ayin le'eved? They testified falsely that the Odin has to free the Eved. Then it turns out the whole thing was a lie. The Odin doesn't have to free the Eved. So the Eved has to go back to become, to work for the Odin. So what do you say? That they have to pay the Eved, the me'ayin? They shouldn't pay the Eved everything. They should pay the Odin. They testified falsely that the Odin has to free the Eved and pay enough money, and the whole thing is sheker. So that should, they should have to pay the Odin demei Eved Knaini there. They were trying to free him, plus the amount of money that they wanted to make him pay to the Eved for the chavola that he did after he had him go free. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ilei mikir katani, if the brisa means what it says, the way it's printed, there is no other pair of witnesses. And the Brisa says, Mishamad Mayin Le Eved, question mark, does that make sense? What did they pay? Basid the Maftilei Lecheris. They went out of their way to give false testimony in favor of the Eved that the Odin has to free him. So Basid the Maftilei Lecheris Mayin Kaboy Shlume. Why do I have to pay him that? Fakir. They testified Sheker on his behalf. So they should have to pay the make kuli eved l'rabboi l'shlomi. They should have to pay everything to the Odin. They shouldn't have to pay a penny to the Eved. They testified in favor of the Eved. We don't understand a third kasha. Shariha rabboi mekein. The Odin is supporting the witnesses. What is he, crazy? It turns out later on that the whole thing is sheker v'chazav. They're saying, you knocked out Hashem v'yai. The Odin says, yes, he's masking with them. Why is he masking? It turns out when Mazin the Adam later on, the whole thing is a lie. He never knocked out anything. So why should the Odin agree with, why should he support the witnesses? He was there. They're saying that he knocked out the Shemviyai. The old Sharia Rabbi McCain, Harab Minichalai, why is the Rav, why is the Odin happy with the, why is he supporting the testimony of the Adam if the whole thing turns out later on to be a lie? Well, Mazin, El Alav, you must say that there's information missing. You only get the Sefta Magzon gave half of the story. Elalav must be like this. The case must be the two witnesses came and they testified. First, the witnesses came and said, the Odin knocked out first the tooth and the Eved goes free. Then he knocked out the Eved's eye and the Odin has to pay for an eye. Knocking out an eye makes it pay more than knocking out a tooth. He's going to be blind on one eye. The boy Mesavle Harav Dmei Eino. That's what we just ascertained on the top of Ayin Dalar on the base. Whenever the Odin is Maka to Evarim, so the Eved Knaini goes out based on the first Eivor, and then the Odin has to pay for the, like Chavot Lachaver has to pay for the second Eivor. So in such a case, the first pair of witnesses, the Brisa did the Tosefta Makis, failed to quote the first half of the story, that the first pair of witnesses came and testified. The whole story for Keret. Then the Odin owes the Eved the Me'eno. And Bezim makes a Gmardin, the Odin has to pay the Eved the Me'eno. But also Beitrei Mitzir, and then the second pair of witnesses come. And they, the Amri, Eino v'Hadashina, they reverse the whole story. And according to their version, it comes out the Leboi Lemesiv Le'ela the Me'eshino. They both, the first pair of witnesses, the second pair of witnesses, they both say the same thing, Atzad HaShav Shabahim, that the Eved goes free. But what was the second Chavola? Was the second Chavola, and you look at the Eved, he's blind on one eye and he's missing a tooth. So the question is, for sure the Eved goes free, that they both said, both maskin, well, whichever Chavola took place second, that's the Chavola that the Odin has to pay for. So if he blinded the Eved on one eye after he already went free, then the Odin has to pay a fortune of money for blinding the Eved on an eye. If he only knocked out a tooth second, then he only pays for the tooth. So the second pair of witnesses contradicted the first pair of witnesses. Kamak chashilei kamoi limitzirah. There's a contradiction here. Whether the Odin has to pay the larger amount of the Me'eno or the smaller amount of the Me'eshino. And then comes a third katavedim and then mazim the second katavedim. And it turns out that the second kat were lying. They were trying to be mafsid the Eved the Me'eno. The Eved really, what really happened is the way the first pair of witnesses said. First he knocked out his tooth, he went free. Then he knocked out his eye. The Odin owes him to make ayin. The second pair of witnesses are contradicting the first pair, that the Odin only owes the Eved the Me'eshino a smaller amount. And then we're mazin them. So it comes out that they have to pay. They don't have to pay for freeing the Eved. Ben Kovakov, the Eved is going to go free. That's for sure. The Odin did knock out the Shen and the Ayin of the Eved. For sure the Eved is going to go free. The only shaila is, does the Odin have to pay the Meho Ayin of the Eved or the Meha Shen? So the Odin is very happy with the second version, Sharei HaRav Oymekeg, the Odin is happy with the second version that the second pair of witnesses said he only has to pay for knocking out a tooth. He doesn't have to pay for knocking out the eye. He has to let him go free for knocking out the eye. That happened first. But he only pays from his pocket. The Demei Shino. So now we understand the Pshat and the Brice. Uktani and Nandal, Rav is winding up his proof now. Tanin says in a Tosefta Zamim Mitzioi, if you mazim the middle pair of Adam, the second pair of Adam, Mishamat Meyayin Lo Ebed, they pay Kasher Zamam, so it's a Raish Mamino, the Hakosha Trilas Azamahi. Where do you say Hakosha Trilas Azamahi? Because when the second pair of witnesses come and testify from day number one, they're Mokoshim. Because the first pair already said against them. The first pair said that Hippolishino, Ahakachsim Easeno. So the Yodin has to pay the Meho Ayin. The second pair reversed everything. So when the second pair begins to open their mouth, they're ready under Hakosha. And nonetheless, the Tosefta continues to say that when you mazim the second pair, they have to pay kashazam. So that sounds like that's Rabbi's Raya, that even though it's Hukhushu, with the Sof Huzmu, the effect of their testimony was already neutralized because they're Hukhushu, you have a trade trade. And so nonetheless, if later on they're Huzmu, so you got to pay, kashazam. The Gemara is going to tie down the next daf that is absolutely wrong. This doesn't make any sense at all. The whole machlekes abai v'rove, all machlekes abecha v'shlokish only makes sense in a case where the witnesses testified something we made a Gemara din that someone is chayv money. And then hukreshu, so we've already neutralized the Gemara din because of the hakosha. So we're not going to act upon that Gemara din. We already threw out that Gemara din because it's hukreshu. So now the shaila is, does it make sense to be mekabel the edus of the mezimim? Because you're not being mekabel the edus of the mezimim to reverse the psak. The psak we already reversed from a long time ago. When it was ukrushu, we already reversed the psak. So here, if the first pair of edim told the truth, they said shino v'hadareino. So the other owns the eve, owes the eve dinei eino. Doesn't make sense, Martin. Sure, there's no one contradicting so far. So there's one pair of edim come and they say the other knocked out shino. And that's really the truth. At the end of the day, we're going to find that that's what really happened. So the Odin has to pay the Eved, the Meho Ayin, a fortune of money. Doesn't make a Gemara Din. Okay. And then the second Katedim come and they say, yeah, Shino and Eino, but in the reverse order. First Eino, the Eved Kanani went free, then Shino afterwards. So the Odin only has to pay the Mei Shino. So it's true that from day number one, when the second Katedim opened their mouths, they already bought the Hakosha, they already contradicted with the first pair of Edim. But we're going to pass them like the second pair of Edim. The first pair of Edim are declaring that the Yodan has to pay the Meha Ayin. And we made a Gemara Din on that. But then once the second pair of Edim come, they say the Yodan only has to pay the lower amount of money, only the Meha Shein. So Bezna's going to... The Bezna already made a Gemara Din on the Meha Ayin. So now that the second pair of Edom come and they say he only has to pay the Mei Shein, they don't have to make another Gemar Din. The Gemar Din on the Mei Ayin is lowered. We're only going to make him pay the Mei Hashein. And that's what's going to be. We're going to make him pay the Mei Hashein. The Makrish, the second cut is Mukroshim from the first cut regarding how much the Odom has to pay, the larger amount or the smaller amount. The first cut said the larger amount. The second cut says the smaller amount. That's how much he's going to have to pay. Then when the Edom, the third cut is Mazim, the second cut, the Gemara Din was based on their Haggadah Seders. The Bezin lowered, we didn't reject what they said, we're holding with what they said. So that's not really a valid example of Rav's Din. Rav is saying, Hukhushu l'besof huzmu, witnesses testified. Then we're makrish the witnesses, we neutralize what they said, we're not going to function based on what they said. Anyway, we're not going to function. Before the mezimim came, before the third cut came to the mazim, the first cut, we've already rejected the first cut because the second cut contradicted. We're not going to do anything based on what the first cut said. So that's a machlekes abai v'rov. But in this case, how can it be a machlekes abai v'rov? What the second cut said is what the bezin is going to remain with. They're going to make the yodim pay only the meishino, and then when you mazim that second cut edim, they're still at the time we're mazim them, they're still betokfam. We're holding like them. We're not holding like the first cut, but it turns out the first cut told the truth. So this is not an example. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara asks, in the middle of Ayin Aleph Menav, Duki Derava Mehecha, where is the Medayik from the Tosefta? Ilema Meresha, should I say the Diuk is from the Resha? That's what the Gemara presented over here. till the bottom of Amrav. Gemara is presenting the diuk is from the Reish. Reisha? In that case, Mikom is Kachshi Mitzioi. That's not called Hukhashul Cave in the Eloi Mitzimi Sadusa. If the third cut would not be Mazim, these Eidim, the second cut, what would the din be? Kavasayu Kaime. The din of Kavasayu Paskina. We would remain with the second cut. Why? The Eish B'chal Masayimana. The first cut says that he knocked out the Ayin second, and the other has to pay a larger amount. The second cut said he knocked out the Shein second. He only has to pay. And Bezin, first cut said he knocked out the Ayin second. Bezin made a Gmar Din. He has to pay the Meha Ayin before he has a chance to pay. The second cut comes and they say it's not true. He knocked out first the Ayin, then the Shein. So the other only has to pay the lower amount. Bezin says, okay, Yesh B'chal Masayimana. We're not sure who's. It's a trade. My chos is the sideline and so on. Bezin doesn't know who's telling the truth, the first cut or the second cut. They don't know whether the Yodin has to pay the larger amount, the Dmei Ho'ayin, or the smaller amount, the Dmei Hashem. So it's going to remain like the second cut. They don't have to make another Gemar Din. They already made a Gemar Din yesterday. When the first cut came, they already made a Gemar Din that the Yodin has to pay the Dmei Ho'ayin. When the second cut comes, they're makish the first cut. So the Mei Ho'ayin, it's self-understood. Bezin has to have to bang down the gavel a second cut. It's self-understood. The Gemar Din is, we're lowering the amount. It's a move of Me'elov. Yesterday, the Gemar Din was an error. We said he has to pay the Mei Ayin. Now we realize we made a mistake. Only has to pay the Mei Shein. So the second Edim is Betokfoy. Kavasai Kaimi. We're going to pass like that. The Yesh B'chal Masayim on it. That's the smaller amount, the Gemara says.
The Gemara B'Vashon wants to know if the Hadis Adi Shakri Lamali.
Yeah.
So then, that means for an Edis Acheres, you can't. So also over here, for meaning, if you would hold it, Taka, they are passing each other. So then, how could you even say Yesh B'chal Masayimana? You have Edim Psulim here.
That's an interesting kasha, but that is the din. Let's say two Edim. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Two Edim testified that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. The other two Edim come and say it's a lie. He borrowed $10,000. So they're contradicting each other. They're all screaming. We were all there together. You remember it was 10,000. He says, no, we were all there, it was 1,000. Says, someone's lying over here. So the Gemara says, you make him pay 1,000. You don't make him pay 10,000. Why don't you make him pay 1,000? Why don't you say, someone's lying, you don't know who, so you don't accept anybody. So the din is, you say, Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana. That is the din, you say, Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana. So the Gemara says the same thing over here. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. Tosfos asks the kasha, since you had four witnesses, why don't you say Karav Apostle? Since two of them, for sure two of them gave Eid HaSheker, either these two, you don't know who, but two of them for sure gave Eid HaSheker, so let's call it Karav Apostle. So this explains it's not Karav Apostle, because they're fighting with each other. It's not one cut. The only time you apply Karav Apostle, Nin Tzechem Menakat Karav Apostle, it's not one cut. They're two different Kitei Eid. You say, someone told a lie. You don't say that all four told a lie. Since we don't know who told the lie, so nobody has any Cheskas Kasha. So if there'll come any other case, so one opinion in the Gemara is Bahadisaka Shakri Lamali. If one of the, let's say, two Edim said it was $10,000, two Edim said it was $1,000, and they're screaming at each other, you know you're lying. So if you're going to take one of these two Edim, one of those two Edim together, and they're going to testify in Kiddush Levana, they're going to testify on a Halva or something. So the Gemara says in Shavuos, for sure you know that one of them is a Apostle Eid. That's out of the question. One of them for sure is lying. But what if you have this cut? This cat is screaming 10,000, or the other cat screaming 1,000, they'll come on a different case. That's a machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. That'll be a machlekes. But in this case, we only know that one pair of the Edim is lying. You don't know which one? So then you say, Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana. You make him pay the smaller amount. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asked the Kasha, where was Rav HaSachacha? That's what he said. Om le'Rav HaBeid Ravik le'Rav Ashi, duk yid Rav HaMehecha, where's the HaSachacha? From the Reisha. The Reisha doesn't prove anything. No, Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana. Hilka Kamay Hu Dukam Es Kachshi. The first cut said that first he knocked out the Shein, then he knocked out the Yayin, and the Yodin has to pay the Meha Ayin. And we made a Gemar Din based on what they said. Then the second cut comes, from day number one, when the second cut comes, the Makish, the first cut. So the Gemara says, Kamay Hu Dukam Es Kachshi. The first cut is considered Huk Cheshu. Because we're not going to fight, we've already neutralized the effect of their Eidus. The upshot of their Eidus is that the Yodin has to let the Eved go free, plus pay him the Mehoi. When the second cut comes, we've already neutralized that Gemar Din. He's not going to pay the Mehoi, he's only going to pay the Meshein. But you can't say that And true, the first cut and the second cut, each is screaming that the other one is lying. There's the first Eino, then Shino, first Shino, then Eino. But you can't say the second cut is called Hukrishu. We've neutralized their effect. They didn't neutralize. They come out winning. They win with their hands down. They come winning over here. Because we're going to pass like the second cut because they said the smaller amount. They said Eino first and then Shino, Yesh B'cham Masayimana. So the Gemara says that does improve. And it says in the Tosefta, when you mazin the second cut, they pay kasha zaman. They were trying to be mafsid the eved, the meho ayin. It was really entitled to the meho ayin, and they knocked it down to the meho shein. So you have to. They were only going to give them the meho shein, so they have to pay the meho ayin minus the meho shein. Let's say the meho ayin is $500,000, $1 million. They're going to be blind on one eye. $1 million is the meho ayin. So meho shein. $2,000, we'll get a false tooth. $2,000. How much is the Meha Shein? How does it compare to the Meha Ayin? $1,000. How much does it cost for a false tooth? So it's going to cost $1,000. So they don't pay the full the Meha Ayin. They paid the Meha Ayin minus the Meha Shein because they were prepared to give them. The first cut said Masayim and the second cut said Mana. So they say, Yesh B'cham Masayim Mana. So they have to pay the Mana. They don't pay the full the Meha Ayin. So the Gemara said, that's not a proof to what Rabbi said. How is that a proof to what Rabbi said? Yesh B'cham Masayim Mana. The first cut edim is called Hukrishu Benevish. The Gemardin that Bezin made after the first cut edim testified, the Gemardin was that the Odon has to pay the Meho Ayin. That was neutralized the minute the second pair of edim cut. But Mitzoy Lomis Kachshe Midi. The second cut, from the very beginning, from the outset, when they give the Agadah Seder, they're Makhash, the first cut, but we know they're winning. So that's not called Hukrishu for our purposes. That's not called Hukrishu. Hukrishu means that Ben Kovakov are not going to follow what they said. So we're not, so do we not have the right to be Mekabel, the Eidus of the Mezimim, to give them Kasha Zama? Of course you hear you do, because you're following what they said. The Gemara says, Ravashi and Zamalei, no, Rav Sovar, Medireisha B'sholosh Kita, Seifanam B'sholosh Kita, V'diik Misefer. He says, no, the Chokha of Rav is not from the Reisha, but rather from the Sefer. What was the Sefer? Sefer was the same story in the reverse. What was the Sefer? The Sefer is quoted over here. On the second line from the top. Diktani Sefer, what does it say in the Sefer the Tosefta? Ni'idanu es ish plaini. The Gemara here on the bottom is assuming that we remembered what it said on the top. On the second line from the top, they quote the Sefer. Ni'idanu, we are testifying. Ni'idani means I am testifying. Ni'idani. Ni'idanu means me'idim anachnu. Onu meidim, we, the two witnesses, testify as ish plaini. Sheepele shein avde v'simi yaseinoi. Sharei ho'evet ha'meken. Yeah, that's in the best interest of the Evet. The Evet wants to go free. He wants to collect maximum amount of money. It's clear the Yod knocked out Hashem the Ayin. So the witnesses that testify knocked out the Ayin second. So the Evet is going to collect $1 million, $500,000, a fortune of money. Sharei ho'evet ha'meken. V'nimtzu zomimim. And it turns out that it's a lie. So it says, Mishamim Dmei Ayin L'Rav. Let's see again on the top. Let's see five lines from the top. Mishamim Dmei Ayin L'Rav. So the Gemara says, Hechidami. The price doesn't, the sefer of the sefer doesn't read straight. Idilo komodilu hu basroi bechavola klal. If the mezimim who contradict the mazim, the first cut, they don't admit that there was a chavola at all. So Dmei Kuli Ever L'Rav Boishlumim. Why do they only, it says they only paid Dmei Ayin L'Rav. Why only the Me'ayin? They should pay, they freed the whole Eved. They gave false aid to Sheker that the Odin has to free the Eved, plus pay him the Me'ayin. The whole thing is Sheker v'chazim. They should have to pay the Odin the Me'ayin, plus the Me'ayin. Why do they only pay the Me'ayin? Eid the lokamadulahu basroi b'chavola klal. If the Mezimim, the second cut, do not agree that there was a chavola at all, the Odin never harmed the Eved, me'ayin the Eved, the rabbi shlumi leg. Why do you only tell the Edom that they have to pay the Meho Ayin, they should pay the full amount. Elab Shita, the Komodu Kula Bechavola, you have to say, the second cut of Edom are also saying there was a Chavola. And they say also, the other knocked out the Shemiyai. But to say everything happened in the reverse. Udiko Avchino V'Yazminu. What, the first cut Edom testified that the Odon first knocked out the Shen and then knocked out the Ayin. So the Odon has to do two things. He has to free the Evitan because he knocked out the Shen. Then he has to pay the Meho Ayin, which is a fortune of money. The second cut says, Imanu Hayisim, you're lying. You weren't there Bechlal. It happened on a different day, but Taka happened. But he knocked it out in the reverse. So the first they knocked out the Ayin. And the Eved goes, speak that he knocked out the Shein till he only has to pay him, he only has to give him $2,000. Doesn't have to give him $1 million, $500,000. Way less. So in such a case, so the Gemara says, in such a case, since Ben Kovako, the Eved is going out free, so the only thing the Edom Zemimim have to pay is that they said Eid Sheker, that the Odin, in addition to letting the Eved Tani go free, has to pay the Meha Ayin. The truth of the matter is, only has to pay the Meha Shein. So they have to pay the Odin, the differential between the Meha Ayin and the Meha Shein. So the Gemara says now that the safe is the Hechocha to Rabbi. Let's go back to the bottom. The Gemara says, from the Reisha, he asked him a question. Duki the Rabbi Mehechilemi Me Reisha, from the middle of the Omud, Ein Dalana. Is the Hechocha of Rabbi from the Reisha of the Tesefta? That's not a good example. So it must be. Amalei Rabbi Savim, the Reisha, B'Shalashkitza, if not B'Shalashkitas. Rabbi holds that, not the way we said before, the Afchina V'Yazminu, that the second cut, the Mezimim, say Manu Hayisim, but they say we saw it happen on a different day, and it happened in the reverse order. No. Rabbi interprets that it must be talking about three Kitei Edim. Where does he get that from? It doesn't say that. Because in the Reisha must be talking about three Kitei Edim, and so the Sefer must be three Kitei Edim. Sure. V'diyek mi Sefer Kigon, what happened? What was the case? Also Beitrevi Amri, the first Kitei Edim comes and testifies, Hippolashinai, now what? The other has to feed the Eved because he pula shinoi, and then he has to pay the mehai. The also bei treyach meinu the amr si mezenu he pula shinoi. The kom kach makchish ilula hanikamoi, and the second card is makchish the first card. So Bezdin's gonna follow only the second card. They're not gonna make the Yodim. They're gonna make the Yodim go free. They're gonna make the Eved go free. Because they both agreed to that. He knocked out the Zorb, knocked out two Eivar. But they're not going to make the Odin pay the Meha, they just make the Odin pay the Meha Shein. Then comes the third cut. The third cut is Mazim the first. And it comes out in Gansan that they weren't there. Manu Hayisim. So in such a case, Ben Kovakovi weren't going to follow what the first cut said because they were Hukhushu already. We're going to say, Yesh B'chalm Simon, we're going to make the Odin pay only the smaller amount. That's what the second Katedim said. So we've anyway rejected what the first Kat said. So that's mamish an example. If you say that the Tosefta, the Sefer of the Tosefta, is talking Mishalosh Kitot, that's mamish an exact example of Rava's case. Hukru shu benefesh by trey trey, v'lo b'sof hu izmu. And it says in the Braisa that they pay. V'nim tzu zamim kamoi mishamad me'ayin l'rav. Yisav v'gak chosh alav tchilas azamihi. Amayim Shami has captured me kor. Lishmami akhosh tchilas hazamei. That's Rava's haychok. Akhosh tchilas hazamei. And Abai gives you an etzah how to reread the whole brisa. It doesn't prove anything. That's a shaila in the Rishonim in Tosfos. Does Abai really disagree with Rava? Alocha ma'isa. It's a machlokes Abai v'Rava. Like on the next daf, Gemara says Edim shehu chushu lepsof huzmu. Gemara says is a machlokes Rav Lozer and Rav Yechanan. Have a machlekes. Is it the same over here? Abai v'Rabbah have the same machlekes, or just Rabbah formulated his position, and Abai was just dinging zech. I don't see that you have a proof from any Tosefta, but not that he disagrees. Halacha l'maaseh. We don't know what Abai holds. That's unclear. And next dav on Amud Beis it says Rabbi Yechon Ablaza had an argument. What the din is? Hukchushel b'safuz machay b'pata. And Rabbah for sure says hukchushel b'safuz machayb. And Abai is not clear whether he disagrees with Rava or he just disagrees with this Halchocha. He says he can ding so he can't really prove anything for the price. So why did the Gemara quote all of this here? This really belongs to Marcus. So the Gemara and Aindala and Abai's finally says, because we have a right from our Mishnah. On the fifth line from the top. Amar Avidi Barov and Afana Nami Tinino. I can prove that Rav is right from the Mishnah in Bava Kama and Dafayin. Why? Gone about Pishnai, Mitovach Machar Alpihem. The Mishnah says you can have either the same two witnesses testifying on the Geneva and on the Tvicha Mechir. You can have two sets of witnesses. You know, there's no problem of Dov of Lechatzi Dov. So it says, you can have the same pair of witnesses testifying on Gonav and Tavach HaMochah. So if you're mazim, the witnesses and everything that they said, then they pay Karen, Vikefo, and Dalad Vay. They pay the whole works, because Kasha Zoma. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Afananam din gan av al pishnaim tavach machar al piyem din tzu zomim min with mazim nem misham lo es hakol. You have to pay kasha zomam to the person against whom they made all the false charges. They made him into a ganef, and the whole thing is not true. The whole thing is a lie. They framed him. So the Gemara says, my love, the pashup shot is first they either alagneiv, then because we either alatvicha, then because my alagneiv, then because we either alatmicha. Alatvicha, it happened in four stages. Pashup shot, the Gemara says. First, the two witnesses testify that Reuben stole the cow. He stole the shorbaset. Then a week later, they come in and testify that Tavach HaMachad had said that he stole. Then a week later, when Mazim them on what they said on Gonav, then a week later, when Mazim them what they said on Tavach. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Once when Mazim, the Kateidim on what they said, Gonav. So men Gnei Ben Tvicha Ben Mechira. So we're not going to act upon the Gemara Din that we made originally after the first Kateidim testified Tavach HaMachar, and Bezdin made a Gemara Din, the Ganav has to pay. First the witnesses testified falsely, Ganav. So Bezdin says, okay. The Ganav says it's not true, and the Edim say it is true. Bezdin says, look, we have no choice, we have to paskin based on the witnesses. We don't believe the Ganav. The Bezdin makes a Gemara Din, he has to pay Karmike. Then a week later, the same witnesses come back and they said, not only did he didn't pay any Karen Kefir yet. Not only did he steal an animal, today he did Tavach HaMachar. And he's committing bloody murder, it's not true. That doesn't say, sorry, we don't believe you. We believe the Adam. So it doesn't make Sagmad Din on the base of Gimel Noisov. Then a week later, when Mazam them on the Gonav, so they got to pay Karen Kefir. Then later on, a week later, when Mazam them what they said on Tavach HaMachar. So it says in the Mishnah, 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 Sakol. So the Gemara says, how can that be? From the minute that the third thing happened, we were mazin them on what they said, Gonav, and men, Gnei, Ben, Tvicha, Ben, Mechira. So what they, the Gemara Din, Bezin made, after the witnesses testified, Tavach HaMachar, Bezin made a Gemara Din, he has to pay, in addition to the Karen Kef, he has to pay, basically, Gimel Noisafim, that Gemara Din fell apart already on its own. Once we're mazin, they ate him on the Gonav, men, Gnei, Ben, Tvicha, Ben, Mechira. So why does it say in the Mishnah that we're going to be further mazim them on what Agada that they said on Tavach HaMachar, they're going to have to pay the base v'gimol noisofim. It's havelahu mitchashim uktanim mishalmim mishakol. These Agadat are chashim lav tchidas hazamehi atvich hamay mishalmim. Why did they pay the base v'gimol noisofim? It says who's more lakol mishalmim mishakol. Why is mishalmim lo hazakol? You should only have to pay the karen v'kefo for what they were mazim on the first of Shmamino hakrash atchilas hazami. So isn't it beforeish in the Mishnah like Rava? So the Gemara says, but Abai keeps on digging this. Either Abai disagrees with Rava, Abai disagrees with Tohechocha of Rava. So how are you going to get around this right? So the Gemara says, how can you dray out of it? Everything about Amri, Yeshiva, they suggest that Rachmas can go shuhuzmu ala tvicha tchila. If you're mazim, the first kateidim, the first ala gneva, then it's already hukhishu on the tvicha. So the Gemara Din that Bezin made on the tvicha that after Ganav has paid an additional base of a gimel already fell apart. So if one is going to disagree with Rava, not going to believe in Akhosh Tchilas Azam, the Edim Zaymim will not have to pay the base of a gimel. But if first the Mazim name ala tvicha, then they pay Kash Azamam, then the Edis and the Gnev is still Kayam, and the Gemara Din is still Kayam. The Ganav has to pay the Karen B'Kefo. Then if you mazim the Edim on what they said on the Gneva, then they'll pay the Karen B'Kefal also. So there's a way to dray away out of this kash. The Rive in the Tosefta and Makkos is not irrefutable. Abai explains it away. And the Rive in the Mishnah is also not irrefutable. But that's why it was quoted here, because it is Hachocha from the Mishnah 9 based on the base.
If you mazim
the
Edim on anything not said on the Gneva, is there a certain status here, or can the guy now admit and not be Kefal?
Moedah B'Knas is only part of if he admits before the Aiden came to testify. Once the Aiden testified.
Now we had a Zama. We're not Aiden this game. And after he'd be
Moedah? Yeah, once you're Mazim the Aiden. So he doesn't have to pay. Why should it be Moedah? It never happened.
But he wants to be Moedah that.
Okay, it'll be Moedah B'Knas, he'll be Pata. Yeah, okay. But he doesn't have to be Moedah. He'll be Pata. As we're stating now, the Ganav is Pata. There is no Hagoda Zayim, so he's Pata. Then the Gemara says, Ubi Plukta, this Machlekes Abai V'Rove, or at least the Rabbis, what Rabbis said, we're not sure whether Abai disagrees or not, we know for sure it's a machlegis Rabbi Yechonah Rablaz. Erim Shukhshil Stafuz, Rabbi Yechonah Rablaz had a machlegis. Charam and Erod, Charam and Erod. It's exactly the machlegis, but they hold like Rabbi, you don't hold like Rabbi. Sure. But they don't know for sure who said which way. It's a machlegis Rabbi Yechonah Rablaz, a chadoama v'chadoama. So the Gemara says, I can prove to you conclusively this time that Rabbi Lozer Diyama ain't a rug. I can prove that Rabbi Lozer is the one who holds that there's no kasha zama. Rabbi Yechana says the same as Rabbi. Rabbi Yechana and Rabbi say the same. How can you prove that Rabbi Lozer thinks ain't a rug? Diyama Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer made a statement. Eidim shukhu shubba nefesh. Lokim. What does it mean? So Pashup Shah goes like this. Two witnesses testify that Reuben murdered Shimon. Two witnesses say, you're lying. Reuben did not murder Shimon. We were there and it never happened. Two witnesses say, Reuben was Machal Shabbos. He preserves an Onish Misa. We warned him. The other two witnesses say, the whole thing is a lie. You never warned him. It was never Machal Shabbos. The whole thing is a lie. So the Gemara says that the witnesses who were contradicted by another pair of witnesses get Malkus. The Gemara is going to ask, what are you crazy? Who gets Malkus? How do you know to take his word over his word? It's trey. Machlas taizan tzasan. How are you giving anybody malchus? That's what Gemara's going to ask in a minute. So Gemara's going to answer, b'bohar v'raglo. What happened over here? Two witnesses said, hargas anefesh. Two witnesses say, loy hargas anefesh. So you're not going to give anybody an oynish misa because you don't know what the truth of the matter is. But then, the Gemara says, we'll give the Eidim malchus. Which Eidim? The Edom said Harg, the Edom said Loi Harg. You give all four Malkus. Maybe two of them are telling the truth. Two of them for sure are lying. Maybe all four are lying, maybe nobody was there, but maybe two of them are telling the truth. So how did you decide who's going to get Malkus? And Mar says, no, but Bahari Baraglo. You're talking a case, two witnesses say Reuben Harg Hashimon. Two witnesses say, it's not true. We were there, Reuben Loi Harg Hashimon. It's absolutely not true. Well, you don't know who's telling the truth, then Bahari Baraglo. Shimon walks into Bezna, obviously he's still alive. You don't have to be choshish for Tchias HaNes. The lawyer of the murderer will say it was Tchias HaNes. And the Bezna will not accept that suggestion. You're not choshish for Maris HaNes. So Bohar Baraglav, then the Gemara says, we're going to give Malkus to the Edom, to those Edom who said that Reuben Harag is Shimon. How do you give Malkus? What aver did they violate? Eid Sheker. Eid Sheker gets Malkus. That's what you see from these Gemara. Haggadah Eid Sheker gets Malkus. One would have thought that Eid Sheker is a Lapshein Bomaisen, so it shouldn't get any Malkus. And one would have thought that it's a Lapsheinitan Lasaras Nisan Bezim, because sometimes you get Nisa for Lasada Berecha Eid Sheker. If you mazim them, then they're going to get Nisa. So there are two good reasons why there shouldn't really be any Malkus based on the love of Lasada Berecha Eid Sheker. So despite the two good reasons why there should not be any Malkus, the Gemara says that there is Malkus. How does the Gemara know that there's Malkus? But Bahar Baraglov, how can he say that Loikim? How can he say that they get Malkus? Rabbi Lozer the Amora says, Edim Shukush Menefesh, Loikim. Where does he get such an idea from? That Edim get Malkus for giving Edim Shekes. There are two reasons that it shouldn't be so. It's a Lav Shema Maise, Ein Loikim Olav. That's a Machlekes Hatanaim and a Machlekes Amaroi. Where the Lav Shema Maise is Loikim Olav, Ein Loikim Olav. But we pass from Allah, Lav Shema Maise, Ein Loikim Olav. And Avera violated idea Dibur, Eid Sheker. It's called the Lav Shema Maise. It should be Ein Loikim Olav. And Lasad Brecha Eid Sheker sometimes leads up to Misa, namely by Eidim Zenimim, Sheheid Wala Nefesh, Behuzmu. So there are two good reasons, Taisipan said, there are two reasons why it should be no Malkus. But nonetheless, that's the first Mishnah Malkus, that if the witnesses testify that someone has to run away to Golus because Hargas HaNefesh B'Shoigeh, and then Huzmu, Ein Oimrim, you don't say, let them run away to the Ari Miklot. The Halacha says that they get Malkus. So the Gemara says, where do you come up to say Malkus? There are two good reasons why there's no Malkus. It's a Lav Shem Maisa, it's a Lav Shidim Vasaras Misa Bezim. The Gemara says, we have a Pasuk. It says, V'tzdiku es atzav v'yoshiru sarosho, v'hayon bin hakoi sarosho. Bezdin ascertains who the real tzaddik is and who the real Russia is, and then they give the Russia Malkus. What do you mean they ascertain? A man ate chazi, you give him Malkus. A man does malocha, or eats on Yom Kippur, you give him Malkus. A man that does an Averis, so you give him Malkus. What do you mean? There's a sichsach between two people, or two groups of people, the tzaddik was a tzaddik, the yeshiva is a Russia, Bez Nasa tains who's telling the truth and who's the liar. So then they give Malkus to the liar. So the Gemara says it must be talking about such a situation of Edom Zaymim. Witnesses testified and we thought they were telling the truth. And then we were mazim them and we realized that they were lying. So then we say that originally the witnesses testified that he ate chazer, that Reuben ate chazer. So we think that Reuben is the Rosha and the witnesses are tzaddikim. Then another pair of witnesses come and say, not true. Reuben is innocent, he didn't eat chazer, the first pair of witnesses are lying. So that's the pshat and the pasuk. The hitzdiku is atzadik, the Yeshua is harosha. The Bez now realizes that the one we thought originally was the Rosha is atzadik. And the one we thought the witnesses, we thought they're tzaddikim, it turns out that they're really vishoyim. We had everything tzedrei. So it says in the pasuk, v'hayoyim bin akos harosha. We sometimes give malchus. When do you give malchus? Whenever you're not able to give kasha zamam. Normal, under normal conditions, you give kasha zamam. So you make him pay mammon, sometimes make him get malchus, and make him get misa. But in this rare case, meet him on a bish ploni, that he's chayv golus, or that he's a ben gush machalutz. In such a case where you can't administer kasha zamam, so then halacha says that they get malchus. So the same applies over here. That pasuk, v'yon bin akos harosha, that pasuk is megaleh, that there is malchus for one who gives aid to sheker. So that's what Agamara says. The bohar baraglov, there would be malchus. So again, so the Gemara says, hukrushu edim shukrushu lebesof huzmu. Rava said that they do get kasha zamam, despite the fact that we have already nullified the effect of the Gemara din. We're not going to follow the Gemara din anyway, and the Kabbalah sedus of the mizimim is going to be solely for the purpose of punishing kasha zamam. It's not going to be to nullify the Gemara din. Nonetheless, Rava said, "Hukushul v'sofu uzmu nerogim." So the Gemara says that the word of Rava is plukta tzemachleg zavich and Rav Loza. We don't know who says which way, charama, but we can ascertain, we can figure it out on our own. This time, the Rav Loza the Amar ain't nerogim. Rav Loza disagrees with Rava. How do you know? The Amar Rav Loza, he says, in such a case, edim shukushu v'nefesh loikim. He says that if the witnesses testified that Reuben harag Shimon and Baharag Baraglov, witnesses testified Reuben harag Shimon and made a Gemara din that we're going to give Misa to Reuben. So then if it would have been Mazim the Edim, so the Edis of the second Kat comes to reverse the Gemara din and to give Kasha Zama, so we would have given the death penalty. We didn't Mazim the Edim right away. First we were Makhish the Edim. How did we do that? Baharag Baraglov. And then later on we're mazim the Eidim. So if Rab Loza says huk chushu benefesh is loikim, they get malchus. So the Gemara says, how can he say that you get malchus if later on there will come a kat Eidim and be mazim this pair of Eidim? If the din would have been like Rava that you get misa, so it does make sense to give malchus down. The fellow may get misa later on. If next week or next month a pair of Eidim will come and be mazim the first pair of Eidim, they'll get the death penalty. So if you're going to give malchus now, you can't give two punishments for the same avera. Either you get malchus or you get misa. So if it's a possibility that he may get misa, you're not supposed to give him malchus now. If you give him malchus, he won't be able to get any misa later on. So you have to hold back on the malchus. So how does Rav Loza say, hukrushu benefesh, edim shukrushu benefesh, aloikim? Must be that he holds against Rav, he holds that hukrushu b'sof huzmu is not nerogim. So therefore it can never lead up to misa. So it's not a lapshinit and lasaras misis bez. So that's how the Gemara proved that Rav Loza is the one who says hukrushu v'sof huzmu is ein erogim, because he says hukrushu alon edim shehukrushu benefesh alokim. If it would be possible later on to lead up to misa, he wouldn't be able to say that he get malchus now. That's called a lapshinit and lasaras misis bez. That's the Gemara. And this Gemara, this is a famous Tosfos. It's just collects. The Gemara has in three different mesichtas, in three different contexts. The Gemara uses that expression, lav shenita masoras mises bezn. If you look on the left margin, on the left hand margin of the Gemara, when the Gemara has that expression, five lines before the Mishnah. So it says in the Lashon HaGemara, lav shenita masoras mises bezn eloikim ova. So on the margin and the masoras hashas, they give you all the cross references. So if you look up all those cross references, you see that the three different, the exact same expression appears. But as Tosfos points out, it's used in three different meanings. Totally three different meanings. The Gemara in Makis and Daf Yud Gimel on the base is one kind. That's the famous kind. Lavshinit Masaris is basically like this. If somebody's Machal Shabbos over there, Bizar Baal Eishin Sish, so if the Eidim gave him a Hasrolim, he's going to get the death penalty. So what if the Eidim are friendly with him? They don't want to give him the death penalty, but they don't want their friend to do Averis. So they want him, don't be Machal Shabbos, we're going to bring it to Bezdin and give you Malkus. He says, I don't care, give me all the Malkus you want. I'm going to be Machal Shabbos anyway. So if they'll bring him to Bezdin, will Bezdin really give him Malkus? But everybody knows that Aver Chil Shabbos is supposed to give an Einish of Nisa, not supposed to give Malkus. How do you know which Averis get Malkus, which Averis don't get Malkus? The Gemara says, because in Chumash Dvar Midash and Smuchim, and it says, V'hayon bin HaKos HaRosha is right next to the parasha of Losachs M'shor B'dishay. So whatever lav is dumya, the lav the chasim, whatever aver is similar to Losachs M'shor B'dishay, gets Malkus. So Losachs M'shor B'dishay is a lav she'ej b'maisa, fine, a lav she'em to the exclusion, a lav she'em b'maisa, in Lokamo, then Losachs M'shor B'dishay is a plain old lav. A regular lav, there's no misa. Hashemini can chil Shabbos, but the zor b'al eshesish is a lav that, under normal circumstances, is supposed to get an einish misa. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel machlekes Hatanai. If the Eidim warned them, don't do avodah zarah, don't be mechal Shabbos, don't be b'al eshesish, we'll bring it to Bezdin and we'll give you malchus. But they weren't supposed to say that. They're supposed to give misa for that, not supposed to give malchus. So is that considered dumya d'lav dechasim? Is it considered not dumya d'lav dechasim? So we pass on that. That's lav domi the lav dechasima. That's a lav shenikna masaras misus bezin. The lav of chilul Shabbos avoy dezar baal eshesish is a lav that they should have warned them. Don't do the avir. We're going to give you misa. They feel bad because they went to school together. They're friends. They live in the same neighborhood. So the witnesses didn't want to warn them. We're going to give you misa. So instead, they warned them. We're going to give you malchus. So we pass like Rabbi Kiva, you don't even give Malkus. You can't give Misa, because they didn't want him. Don't do the Aver, we're going to give Misa. You can't give Malkus either, because that lav of Chidl Shabbos, or Rabbi Rabbi Dezara, is not Dumid or Lav Dechasim. Lav Dechasim never gets Malkus. So that's the original case. That's the original case in Malkus, Daf Yud Gimel. That's a Machleg Zer Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Kiva. That's one kind of Lav Shenit, and Osaris Misa's best. Then you have over here, this is a different kind. This is a different kind of a lav shenikta on Osaris Mises Bezin. Bohorg Baraglov. The witnesses testified that Reuben Harg is Shimon and Bohorg Baraglov. So he doesn't deserve Misa now. If you'll be Mazim, the Kateden, and he'll deserve Asisim Lakash Zama, we should give him the death penalty. So then you'll discuss, can you give Malkus instead of Misa? So that would be similar to the first category. But here, you weren't Mazim then yet. They gave Haggadah Seydis, they Reuben Harga Shimon and Bohar Baraglov. So there is no Misa. But it could theoretically develop later into Misa. If you all Hakkosha Tchilas Hazam, if you all like Rava and like Rabbi Yechanan, that Hakkosha Tchilas Hazam, so we would recommend you shouldn't give Malkus now, even though it's Bohar Baraglov, he deserves Malkus. How can you give Malkus now for the violation of the Avera of Lasana Berecha Eid Shoker? It may turn out tomorrow, next week, next month, someone will be mazim these kateidim, and it'll turn out we'll want to give them misa because of kasha zama. We won't be able to give misa because we already gave the einish of malchus. You can't punish the person twice for the one avera that he did. He did an avera of giving eid sheker. So you can't give him malchus now because there's a possibility it may turn out to be misa later. If you give malchus, they won't be able to give misa later. So that's a different kind of lav shenitna nasaras misbez. Because right now, as the Avera stands now, there is no room for any Misa. It's not like one who worshipped Avodah Zarah is supposed to get Misa, but the Edom didn't want him on Misa. The Edom only wanted, don't do Mechal Shabbos, don't do Avodah Zarah, we're going to give you Malkus. So that's a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Paskin, that's the first kind of Lav Shenit and Lasaras Misa Bezin. If the Avera that the fellow did was so chomer that he really deserves to get Misa, so you don't give Malkus for that. Here, the Avera as it stands right now, he's supposed to get Malkus. On the books, he's supposed to get Malkus. He gave Eid Sheker, and despite the fact that Lasana Berecha Eid Sheker should have been Eimbo Malkus because of Lav Sheimbo Maisa, and it's a Lav that sometimes has Misa, but nonetheless, you have a Pasuk that says it's an exception to rule. It's Niklas Atzai, which he was a Rosha, but he won't be a Kosa Rosha, so there should be Malkus. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara throws in there's another din. Since it may, the story may yet develop to become more complicated. Another pair of Eidim may come and be mazim this pair of Eidim, in which case we're going to give them kasha zama misa, because who kushul b'safuzma is nerogim, So then you're not allowed to give malchus now because you'll prevent the bezner from later giving mis. It's a different kind. Then the Gemara has the third place in Erev and Yud Zayin. Masar Shashas puts them all together. Then you have an Erev and Yud Zayin. That's what the long Taisis talks about. That's a totally different. Taisis didn't have these cross references. The Balei HaTaisis knew Shas Palpeh without the Masar Shashas. Yeah. So the Gemara in Erev at the end of the first paragraph, that's a totally different topic. Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim whether tchumen is deraisa derabbanan. The din that you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. So we paskin, Rebbe Kiva holds that tchumen alpay mama is in isa deraisa. You're not allowed to go 1 mil. 1 mil is alpay mama. The average, the distance of a mil is the distance that it would take an average person 18 minutes to walk. Mishnah Berurah says a mil is 18 minutes. He's an average person, would take 18 minutes. As some say, it's a mistake. Mishnah Berurah should be 22 and a half minutes. Fine. So that's a distance. So Rabbi Kiva holds that that's an Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara says, we don't accept Rabbi Kiva's opinion. We don't pass him like that. There is a question, maybe Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa. So that the Rambam and the Rif and the Mechaber Paskin, Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa. And the Rambam says, we follow Bali HaTesis. There's no Tchum and Deraisa. All of Tchum is only Drapa. Fine. So the Gemara there in Erev, in the end of the first parak on Yitzayin and Mebeis, has a discussion, Aliba de Rabbi Kiva, going to Rabbi Kiva, who clearly thinks that Tchum in 1 mil is deraisa. Where did he get it from? What is it based on? So the Gemara says, based on a pasuk. It says that in the Midbar on Shabbos, the man would not fall on Shabbos. And then it says, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo. No one's allowed to go outside of their makom. Why are they not allowed to go outside of their makom? So the pashup shot in the pasuk is al yetzis makam. Every day they went out with pots and pans to collect money to put it in the container. Instead of carrying it in their hands and putting it in their pocket, they used to put it into a pot. They used to bring it home. So here it says on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them the money is not going to come down. There's going to be a double portion on Erev Shabbos. Likto lechem mishne, make sure everybody takes a double portion. And on Shabbos al yetzis makam, don't bother going to look. There won't be any money. And you're not allowed to carry. That's how Rashi says in Chumash. Al yetzish mekamo. The kalof biyado, you shouldn't walk out into the street with the pots and pans like you do in the middle of the week to carry them on in the pot because they had no Erev in the Midbar. And it'll be an Isser Haitzor. So the Pashup Shan the Pasik, Al yetzish mekamo, the kalof biyado, you're not allowed to carry. Then the Gemara has another interpretation. Al yetzish mekamo, you're going to look around your home, you won't see any money. So he may decide to walk 2 or 3 miles out of the Machaneh to see, maybe there's going to be fresh mon that just came down from heaven on Shabbos, somewhere far away. Al yetzi ish memkom, don't go chutz l'tchum. You're not permitted to go chutz l'tchum. So we paskin all of tchumen is the rabbanon, everything is the rabbanon. So the pshat and the pasuk al yetzi ish memkom goes on hoitzor. Al yetzi ish memkom, v'kele b'yado. You're not allowed to carry pots and pans. Shaila Rabbi Akiva holds that tchumen Alpai mama is deraisa, 1 mil is deraisa, and it's based on this pasuk al yetzish ben komo. So the Gemara is toying with the idea: is that the pshuto shel mikra al yetzish ben komo? You're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. That's what it means, or no? Rebbe Kiva agrees with our pshat. Al yetzish ben komo the kelam v'yodov. It goes on the yisur haitzor, but as a secondary level of interpretation in the pasuk, we also read the Torah Shem Alpeh has additional levels of interpretation. So the pshuta shall make when the pasuk al yetzish mekama goes on hoitzor, mikelo biyado. But as a secondary interpretation, an additional level of interpretation means al yetzish mekama not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. What's the difference whether the tchumen is the pshuta shall mikra or the tchumen is a secondary interpretation? So that's what the Gemara says. If it's pshuta shall mikra, you get malchus on. If it's a secondary interpretation, then it's called lapshe bechlovas. Then you don't get malchus. That's how the Tosis points out. That's how the Rambam points out. Lav shebechlolos means an isur, which is also zegamke nechlal bahalav. This prohibition is also included in the lav. The pashup shot in the lav, it goes on X, but in addition to X, the lefi pshuto, it also refers to Y. So if something also refers to that's shegamze nechlal, that's what the Gemara usually refers to as lav shebechlolos. That's what the Rambam calls a lav tofel. That's not the pshuto shel mikra. That's a lav tofel. You only get malchus on a lav that's similar to lasachsim shabedisha. It means what it says, and it says what it means. Lasachsim shabedisha. If you have a pasuk that says something and it means pshuto A, and lefi midrash, an additional level of interpretation, it also means B. So you'll only get malchus on the pshuto. You won't get malchus on the midrasha. because the midrash is not dumi in the lab da chasim. So the Gemara there in Erev and Daf Yed Zayin and Beis is not sure if one would assume like Rabbi Akiva that Chumin is in Issa Deraisa and is learned up in this pasuk al yetzish mekomo. What do you mean learned up in the pasuk? That's the pshutu shel mikra al yetzish mekomo. Don't wander off too far away from your home because he may violate Chumin. Oh no, the pshutu shel mikra is why we read it. Al yetzish mekomo v'kelav biyadari, not allowed to carry. But also included in the pasuk, an additional level of interpretation goes on not walking chutz l'tzon. If it's also included, then there's no malchus. If it's pshuto shel mikra, then there is going to be malchus. So the Gemara calls that also a lav shenitan lasaras misis bezin. So Taisa says that doesn't mean the same as what it says in Malchus daf yud gimel. Malchus daf yud gimel. The Gemara is talking about a guy's ovid avod zore, deserves misa, but his friends didn't want to give him misa. So the chaverim warned him, don't do avod zore. We're going to give you malchus. So Rabbi Kivi says there's no malchus because the lav of avod zore deserves misa. That's a lav shenitan lasaras misis bezin. That's the first kind. Our Gemara is a different kind also. The Gemara says if you hold like Rav and Rabbi Yechonah hukchshu l'besof huzmu, you can get misa. So if hukchshu alom boharak barakla, we can't give malchus now. It may turn out later on. It's going to turn out to be misa. So what are you giving malchus? You can't give malchus and misa for this, for the one aver. Can't punish him twice for the one aver. So if it may turn out that he'll get a bigger einish, so why give him the smaller einish now? Wait for later to see if it'll develop into the bigger einish. That Gemara in Erev and Yitzhak is a third category, a totally third meaning. The phrase lav shenitan lasaras misis bezin doesn't mean that at all. What it means is the pshuto shel mikra haitzor. It's a lav shenitan lasaras misis bezin. The pshuto shel mikra yetzish mekam really goes on haitzor. And tchumen is only a lav tofel. It's a secondary level of interpretation. It's an additional level of interpretation. It's not the pshuto shel mikra. So if it's a lav tofel, there's no malchus because not dumi the lav de chasima. But if you say no, that this is the pshuto shel mikra according to Rabbi Akiva, then there will be malchus. So the Gemara uses the expression as a lav shenitan lasaras misis bezin. It's a melitza there. It doesn't mean the same as category A or B. It means a totally different thing. It means if the pshuto shel mikra goes on hoitzo, which happens to have misa, and it doesn't really refer to tchumen, lefi pshuta. Tchumen is only an additional level of interpretation. So that's no malchus because that's at lav tofel. There's no malchus. So that's what the big thesis points out. That if in the Gemara, you have three different situations that it referred to as a lav shenitan, lasaras misis bezin. The Gemara says it's an exception. There really shouldn't be malchus because lav shein bo maisa. Lav shein bo maisa is machlokes satanayim and machlokes amarayim. Lav shein bo maisa. But then Taisus, this long Taisus, and Taisus in Makkah and Sanhedrin, Taisus in a few Masechta says, who had the nami? The Gemara could have said that there shouldn't have been malchus because the lav of lasana berecha et shoker sometimes gets malchus. It's a lav koma. If you made that, he killed someone. Yeah. Even if you make that is a ben grush machalusa, but since this lav sometimes gets misa, so it's not dumi the lav the chasim, you really shouldn't give malchus. But you have a beferish pasuk that says it's an exception to the rule A, as well as an exception to the rule B. It's an exception.
That's why you can't burn in this Gemara the question
In this case, it can lead up to misa, right? The fact that in general,
you can't give him up just because man is hungry.
Right. That's what Taisus points out. That's the long test.
Rabbi, would we say that that would be similar to also Lotapo? That's what it leads up to? That if it would be Lotapo, if one follows through with his desires, then he's overall.
One follows up with his desires and takes something that he wanted, he's in violation of Los Achmad, yeah. So then it's the question whether you get Malchus on Los Achmad. So the Rambam and the Rai both say there's no Malchus on Los Achmad. The Rambam says there's no Malchus because Lav Shein Bo Maisa. And the Rai is Masig, he says, what do you mean Lav Shein Bo Maisa? Lois is Sabe. You violate just by having the desire, even if you never take anything. So Masa Saba is a lav shema maisa. But the Rambam himself quotes from the Torah, from the Sifro, from the Torah's Kanan, that you only violate lo sachmad if you take it later on. So if you take it, the rabbi asks, ein lacha maisa gadol mizeh. That's a lav sheyeshba maisa. Lo sisaba is ein aloika because lav sheyeshba maisa. But lo sachmad is yeshba maisa. So the rabbi says a different reason why lo sachmad is ein aloika. He says it's a lav sheneitan le tashlumen. The rabbi understands lo sachmad is basically an isa of gezel. It's an isa b'adam machavero. It's not an isa b'adam liatzmo. Usually we say there are three types of isurim. B'adam lamakam, b'adam machaver, b'adam liatzma. B'adam liatzma is the Isra of Midas. So usually assume the Sachman is like Lois Sav, it's an Isra Midas. So the rabbi holds it's not true. He holds that Lois Sav is an Isra Midas. But that's a lav shame on my saying, like a model. Lois Sachman he thinks is an Isra Gezel, it's an Isra b'adam machavera. So that's called lav shenitan le hishavon, lav shenitan le tashlum and vein like a model. And the Rambam says, no, that it's a lav shame on my saying, ay, emuch amaisa, God will say he takes it. So apparently the Rambam holds, that's what Chaim Moshe writes in his truth. Apparently the Rambam thinks that the taking is just a sheer to indicate how strong the taiva was in the beginning. If I have a desire for something and I control myself and I don't take it, I'm passing by a store and they have things outside and I can easily take something, I have a desire to take that, I'm afraid the police will arrest me, so I control myself. So I was in violation of Lois Sabbat, the fact that I had such a desire. But if I have a desire and I take it, the fact that I took it is an indication that my desire was even stronger. So basically, that bears on the desire. So that the Rambam holds, that's a lav shame on my side. The taking it is just a sheer to indicate that it was a stronger desire. If I allow myself to have such a strong desire that ultimately it leads up to taking it, then it's cool. Then that shows that that was a very strong desire. So that the Rambam holds, that's a lav shame on my side. The aver is on the desire. The rabbi says, no, the aver is on the taking. Knows that there is Gezel. But Gezel is ain't like a mother because of the Lav Shenit and the Tashlumin. That's a different cloud. Lav Shenit and the Tashlumin means an Aver, but on Mahaver, there's no mouth.
At the end of the day, when we just bear what we said a few days ago,
yeah.
It seems to be from this Maskana Gemara, and the way Taisa says is that we look at the Lav, meaning in each case, what potentially could be done. No? We don't look at Losana as because sometimes if I would have been made about Harigo, so then I would have gotten Misa, so now, because I'm made about a Stam Lav, so now that's a Lav Shenitan Lav.
I have a pasuk to Mimigala that I don't say that. If not for that special pasuk, Vitzdiga Vishiva Hayon Vidans Kosa Rosha, I would have said that all Loisana doesn't get it, never gets any Malkas, because since in some cases you get Malkas, so it's not a Lav that's similar to Lasach Mishavadish. Lasach Mishavadish never gets Misa. And this Lav, Loisana Rechai Shoka, sometimes gets Misa. So now that I have the person, the speaker of the Shiva, Hoyon Bina Kosa Rosha, so it tells me not to say it like that. But still, there's another category of Lav Shenita and Lav Saras Mises Bez. If this case itself may lead up to Misa in the future, so then you're not allowed to give Malkus now. You can't give Malkus and Misa for the one single Aveira. So if you have a toss up of giving Malkus and Misa, you have to give the Misa. The Mishnah says, Mishinit, Mishnei Misa, Mishnei Machamura. A guy was Mechal Shabbos and he deserves a skila, and he also killed someone, he deserves a sayif. So give him the skila. The skila is worse than the sayif. Need machamura. So here also, if a person deserves misa and malchus, you don't give him the malchus, give him the misa. So you can't give him the malchus, now it may turn out that we're going to have to give misa later on. So you hold it in abeyance, you don't give malchus now. So the Gemara proves from the fact that Rabbi Lozzi says, Eidim shu'ukhushu benefesh loikim, that's a hachacha that he holds. Hakasha lav tchilas hazana. If he would have held hakasha tchilas hazana, so it's a right that he has not held. The fact that he says loikim is a right that he holds hakasha lav tchilas hazana. It'll never lead up to misa. If he would have held that it can lead up to misa, he would never have said that you give malchus right now. You have to say may turn out that we're going to have to give misa. Okay. A couple of important tastes in here. Okay, we talk really about side topics. So, Belineta, I won't be here in the next couple of days. Everybody has a lot of time for Hazar. And, Beritzois Hashem, on Monday morning, I'd like to go through all the topics that Tosis raises, starting from my base on the base. The Tosis Ravam and Kanala Habos, the Tosis raises really basically side topics. They bring up side topics. Okay. Thank you very much. I saw the cards.